The Astounding Broccoli Boy by Frank Cottrell Boyce. Read by Ewan Goddard. While the city sleeps, an unknown hero watches over it from his lonely outpost in the rooftops. Every story has a hero. All you have to do is make sure it's you. On my first night in Woolpit Royal Teaching Hospital, I thought my chance had come. The boy in the next bed sleepwalked, hands straight down by his side, head held high like a piece of spooky Playmobil. He sleepwalked right up to the ward door, which is locked with a security code. I didn't want to bother the night nurse, so I followed him. He typed some numbers into the keypad. The door opened and off he went along the empty hospital corridors, through a staff canteen where I was distracted by cheese, and out of the fire door. I thought we'd walked onto the street. I'd forgotten we were 12 floors up. We were standing in the doorway of a kind of hut thing right up on the hospital roof. Miles below, the city twinkled like a massive Christmas tree. The boy did the spooky Playmobil right to the edge of the roof. One more step and splat! He would be a splodge of jam on the pavement hundreds of feet below. I thought about shouting his name, but what if he woke up, got scared and fell? His name, by the way, was Tommy Lee Comiskey, though everyone called him Grim Comiskey. And mine is Rory Rooney. We were in the same class at school. He was the biggest and meanest.